Today's daf is Brachos Daf Yutes. Yesterday in Yud Ches Amud Beis, we focused on what Mesim know and what they don't know, whether Mesim know anything that's going on in this world. So continuing along that theme, the Gemara discusses on Yutes Amud Aleph about telling Lashon Hara about a Mesa. The Gemara tells us, called a Mesapar Achreya Mes, Kilu Mesapar Achreya Evan. It's like telling Lashon Hara about a stone. It affects them in no way whatsoever. However, if somebody tells Lashon Hara about a Talmud Chacham, it's Mesapar Achreya Mitasan, Shel Talmidei Chachamim, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a special punishment in store for them, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is makbid in the cover of Talmidei Chachamim. The Gemara then goes on to tell us on the topic of Talmidei Chachamim, Imra Yisa Talmud Chacham, Shav Ravera Belaila, Al Tahar Rachrav Bayom. You see a Talmud Chacham do an Avera at night, so the next day you should already assume that they definitely have done tshuva. Then the Gemara tells us, once we're talking about Kavod HaRav, Amir B'Shur B'Levi, B'Chav Talad Mekamos Beis Din Menadin Al Kavod HaRav, we find 24 places in Mishnayis where Beis Din puts somebody in Nidoy because of a lack of Kavod HaRav. After researching it, though, the Gemara says, we were only able to find three explicit examples. One was about Akavya Ben Ma'alal Al Masechus Edios, where he said that Shemaya and Eftalion were Mashke Meisota to a Giyores, because Dugma Hishkuha, which some Rishonim understands to mean, since they were sensitive because they come from Geirim, they were just trying to be sensitive to her plight, but really they should not have done so. So because they said, he had said that about Shemaya Vavtalion, didn't give proper cover to Shemaya Vavtalion, they put Akavya in Nidoy. Then the Gemara says, no, there's no way Akavya was put in Nidoy. The Mishnah Nedios actually says he was such a great man, rather was the second example of where Minada al Kavod HaMeis, about Elazar ben Chanoch, who's Mefakbek ben Netilas Yadayim. He criticized the halach of Netilas Yadayim, which is a din that the Chachamim made. And then the third example is an example from Maseches Tainus of Choni Yama Agel, who spoke very harshly toward HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu treated him like a spoiled child, who you give him whatever he wants, even though he speaks harshly, nevertheless, he spoke harshly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore he would have been deserving of Nidoy, if not for the fact that Hashem was maskim to all of his requests. The Gemara says there are other examples of Nidoy, but they appear in Brisos. For instance, the example of Todos Harofe, who allowed people to eat Gediyim Ukulasim on the night of Pesach, even though that's clearly a violation of what the Rabbanan tell us, that you're not allowed to eat meat that looks like a carbon Pesach when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. And we have, of course, the famous example of Tanur Shalach Noi, where Rabbi Lazar was put in Cherim for his insistence on his own psak that the Shemayim, the Baskel from Shemayim, seemed to have supported, but those were only from Brises, so those don't count on the list of the three that we have where Menad al Kavod HaRav. Then the Gemara goes back to discuss the Mishnah. Prior to the Zman Kriya Shema, we are not Motzi a mace, unless that mace happens to be a Talmud Chacham or an Adam Chashuv. Gemara says Adam Chashuv Shiny, even before Zman Kriya Shema, you could be Motzi such a mace. When the mace is there, and it's a Shas Hespid, so if the mace is present, with the halacha is, one by one we can go out and say Kriya Shema. If the mace isn't there, then everyone could say Kriya Shema together, as the Yavel sits there and saying Tziduk Adin. What should he say in Tziduk Adin? Well, he should be very careful, the Gemara concludes, not to say things along the lines of I deserve worse than this, not to be hopeful for worse things in the future, because li'olam al yiftach adam piv l'satan. And then at the very bottom of Yitzhak Samaralf, the Gemara tells us that after they are machzir panim from the mace, before they line up in the shura, there doesn't have to be enough time to say all of Kriya Shema. Even if there's enough time for Pasuk Echad, for Perek Echad, they should say at least that part of Kriya Shema before they line up in the shura. On Yutasim Beis, the Gemara tells us that those who are Beshura, we said the people who are Bifnim, are Pater, the people who are Bechutz, are Chayavos. But Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it all depends on whether you're Bam Machmas Avel or you're Bam Machmas Atzmo. If you're there for the Avelim, so then you're going to be Pater from Kriya Shema. But if you're there just because you like to see what's going on, so then you're going to be Chayiv in Kriya Shema. Then we get into the major sugya of Kavod HaBrios. Generally speaking, we have a concept of Kavod HaBrios that we try to maintain human dignity, and we even ignore Dinim D'Rabbanan for the sake of Kavod HaBrios, but the Gemara says not Dinim D'Oraisa. So for instance, if somebody's wearing shatnez, so he has to ignore his own human dignity and remove the shatnez D'Oraisa, even in a very public place, even if it's going to be embarrassing. However, Dinim D'Rabbanan, like Beis HaPras, the type of Tumi Yavin Beis HaPras, or like skipping over Aronos, where the assumption is that there normally is a tefach of airspace where the tumah won't hit you. So in those types of situations, Kavod Abrios is going to win over those other dinim. At the end of the daf, the Gemara says, though, there are two exceptions. There are two cases of dinim da'oraisa where Kavod Abrios beats out the din da'oraisa. One is the case of Hashavas Aveda. We have a concept of Zakin Venil Fikvodo. If it's beneath his dignity to be dealing with such an Aveda, Kavod Abrios wins and he doesn't have to deal with such an Aveda. And the other we didn't get to in this morning's shir, but we'll get to tomorrow, is about the Mirz Hashem, is about Pesach and Mila for Meis Mitzvah. To leave Pesach and Mila to take care of Meis Mitzvah, even though that's primarily a Kavod Abrios issue. So that's a basic summary of Daf Yud Tes.